Grace, mercy, and peace be to you through the suffering and death of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. And it shall be a statute to you forever that in the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you shall afflict yourselves and shall do no work. For on this day shall atonement be made for you to cleanse you. For this shall be a statute forever for you, that atonement may be made for the people of Israel once in the year, because of all their sins. Such was God's instruction for his people, as recorded in the book of Leviticus. Every year they were to celebrate Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Atonement is the theological concept of blood being shed and offered up as a pleasing sacrifice to God for sin. Along with the Passover celebration, the Day of Atonement was to be of the utmost importance among the Israelite people. On that Day of Atonement, the high priest designated for that year was to offer up a bull for a sacrifice. That sacrifice would cover over himself and his family. He was thus ready to serve on behalf of the people that very special day. Two goats, then, were selected. One goat was to be offered up to God as a sacrifice. Its blood would be collected and then sprinkled in the Holy of Holies behind the curtain, also on the altar of incense in the holy place. The second goat would live. Upon the head of that second goat would the high priest lay both his hands. He would then confess the sins of all the people, transferring all of their sin from them unto the goat. Once complete, the goat then would be driven out of the camp, out of the city, never to return. The goat would venture off into the wilderness to die, the sins of the people being removed from their presence. Year after year, this practice was to occur forever, says the Lord. Jews today still celebrate Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. However, the event no longer includes a sacrifice or even a scapegoat. Those specifics fell out of practice once the temple was destroyed finally in 70 AD, never to be rebuilt till now. Now instead, the Jews observe Yom Kippur as a day of prayer and of fasting. But not at all is that the same. The significance of that great day is severely muddled by the loss of the sacrifice and of the scapegoat. More and more, the emphasis is placed on the work of the religious person in hopes that God will grant them forgiveness of their sins through their work of prayer, of fasting. In truth, the event, the celebration of Yom Kippur, no longer needs a sacrifice or a scapegoat, not because the Jerusalem temple was destroyed in 70 AD, for that temple was merely a type. But the temple's archetype had already been destroyed some 40 years earlier. And that archetypical temple was the fulfillment of their temple beyond, and all those that had come before. For Jesus said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will rebuild it." Of course, he was speaking of the temple of his body. Jesus, the Nazarene, the true Messiah, is the reason no more sacrifice, no more scapegoat is needed. For Jesus was both. Surprise, surprise, the Day of Atonement was all about Jesus too. And it was fulfilled by Jesus, too. This day we celebrate Good Friday is the Day of Atonement in its fullest sense. We know that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is also the goat that was slain in the stead of the people. His blood is offered to God as the pleasing and atoning sacrifice for our sin, for all sin. It has been sprinkled upon the altar of God's temple in His heaven. But you have come to Jesus, Hebrews 12 says, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. That blood of the goat sacrificed for you has been poured out upon you in the waters of baptism, speaking out for you constantly, better than anything ever could. And while Jesus is that goat slain for you, He is also your scapegoat. The prophet Isaiah has said, surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. And the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all. In Jesus' baptism, in the Jordan River, all sin was laid upon Him, as He told to John to fulfill all righteousness. The Spirit of God then led Jesus out into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. In and out then among the people Jesus went, healing their sick, raising their dead, casting out their demons. All of their sicknesses, all of their iniquities, He quietly took upon Himself. And on this day, Good Friday, Jesus was then once more led out of the holy city of Jerusalem. For according to their scriptures, no man was permitted to be killed within the city itself. And so out of the gates He had to go, to the place of a skull, outside of the city, away from the dwelling place of God with His people. The Son of God must go. The full weight of sin and sin's shame upon Him. He was despised and rejected by men. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, He was despised, and we esteemed Him not. Jesus had been beaten and bloodied. The sight of Him was hard to behold. Nailed to the cross and stripped of all clothing, Jesus hung naked, all the shame of our sinfulness exposed. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The full price for all sin was His to bear alone. No one else could bear it for Him. He alone must drink that full cup of God's wrath over our sin. Jesus alone could bear the shame of God's hatred for wickedness. And so out to the cross, our scapegoat went. Outside of the city walls, the wilderness, so to speak, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, was crucified. Upon Him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with His wounds, we are healed. This was all God's plan. From the very beginning, God intended to be our everything. Whether we remained in perfection or fell into sin. For no sinner can save him or herself. Sin always infects with sin. Corruption always breeds corruption, and imperfection spreads imperfection. And so only a perfect, pristine substitute would do. And only God in the flesh could fully then bear our sin, be our Savior, and atone for all mankind. Jesus alone could be that goat sacrificed on behalf of the people. Jesus alone could be the scapegoat to bear the sin of all mankind. Jesus alone is both for you and for me. Jesus alone is everything that you need. After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said to fulfill the scripture, "I thirst." When Jesus received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." Tetelestai. It is completed. It has reached its end. Salvation, redemption, atonement. It is all complete in Jesus. No more can be added. Nothing more is needed. All sin now stands covered by Jesus' death upon the cross. And every sinner's status before God is now innocent because of Jesus. And all who believe these truths will be saved. They will not perish, but will have everlasting life. His blood sets us free to be the people of God, all because of Jesus, the Lamb of God, the Goat of God, our scapegoat, our Savior from sin. Salvation is finished. Forgiveness of all sin is yours. In Jesus, your sin bearer, your atonement. Amen.